This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Hurricane Jose is moving up the eastern seaboard. Forecasters are cautioning boaters and beachgoers about high surf and rip currents starting today on beaches along the southern coast of Massachusetts, on Martha's Vineyard, and on Nantucket. For more on Jose and its effects on Massachusetts, we turn to WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do the track and timeline for Jose look like now?
So Jose, as you mentioned, is still a hurricane and is forecast to become a tropical storm as we head for late Tuesday and into Wednesday. It's still hundreds of miles off the coast of the United States, so it's paralleling the coast but far offshore. It will make its closest pass to New England sometime likely Wednesday night or early Thursday.
And what are the concerns now and in the next few days?
The biggest concern is really what you mentioned. It's the rough seas and the rip currents. So because the storm's been out there for so long and it continues to spin, it basically propagates waves off towards the north, actually all directions, but for us, it's off towards the north. And those waves will arrive on shore here later today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even into Thursday, we'll see some rough seas out there. So boaters, if you're someone that likes to do, say, surfing, or if you're just swimming, you want to be careful out in the water. But that's really the primary effect over the next couple of days until we get to some rain and perhaps a little wind later on early next week.
And could you get a little bit more specific about which areas are most likely to be most affected?
In terms of the rough seas, it's basically the south coast of the Cape, the islands. As terms of the rain and the wind, right now it looks like the storm will come up. It could, and an outside chance, the storm could go right over Nantucket. That would be sort of the furthest west track. Even if that happened, let's say that that happened. It's a tropical storm. It would be basically like a nor'easter, a strong nor'easter for Nantucket. So they'd see a lot of gusty winds. They'd see heavy rain. But we are not going to see a hurricane. We are not going to see anything at all remotely related to what we've seen in the past several weeks across other parts of the country. It's really a tropical storm. It has that name because it originated in the tropics, but I think I want people to really think about it as a rainy nor'easter when it gets here.
Can you help us sort of understand what the difference is between a tropical storm and a Category 1 hurricane?
Yeah, so a tropical storm needs to have winds of 39 miles an hour all the way up to 73 miles an hour. So in that range, it's considered a tropical storm. Once you get into 74 miles an hour and higher, you start getting into a hurricane. And what happens is that as you go up from there, you get into the Category 1, 2, 3, 4, and finally Category 5 hurricane. So this may bring tropical storm force winds, which, again, are just like a nor'easter. It's not going to bring hurricane force winds at all, nothing even remotely like that. So I think that because it has a name and because it's a hurricane right now, that there's a lot of attention on it. But I think folks really need to focus on the fact that this is going to be perhaps a windy rainstorm. And again, it could stay even further east and we just get some showers around here.
Right. So it's always important to be vigilant in the face of potentially extreme weather, but we want to be careful not to overstate what we're expecting.
And the last part of that statement is the big thing, right? We just don't want to overstate this. And that's why I was real specific about getting into the ocean. Don't underestimate that. Those rip currents are real. Those seas are really big. But in terms of wind and rain and anything like that, we're just not looking at a big storm here.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. This is 90.9 WBUR.